At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
That's right. The drive is live. As UCT Mill is, he's in there getting a low T, baby. There we go. It's your second show you started now, baby.
How we doing, boys? Good to see y'all's pretty face.
We got to catch up. He's been drinking before we were. We got to catch up. What we got to do? So just take some quick shots.
Low T. Hey, you got free T test.
I have not been drinking. I do not have low T, but the drive is live.
I didn't say you were drinking. It's just like, no, hey, I know you started early. We got to catch up.
I did want to make that clear for the FCC folks, though, since I'm on this board.
Well, I want you to know. I want you to know, Tyler. That was a perfect the nicknames give you a real good feel for how Ron and Clint feel about you.
That's true. I always know how I stand in y'all's eyes.
I call you OT because you've been putting in overtime for 2 days and just grinding. He calls you low T. Just cut you at the knees, man.
I said OT.
Hey,
just
cut you at the knees, man.
I said Tyler's doing OT.
I mean,
OT,
low T.
I didn't say low T.
I mean, it's unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable.
Dirty Bay T in the house.
I mean, just cutting you at the knees,
Shout out to Fridge. I'll never forget we was in spring break. And Fridge woke up late. We had already got started.
Fridge, who's that?
He's a friend.
Oh.
Yeah. We woke up late. He said, I got to catch up. And he went and got one of them, what's some things?
Four Loko.
No,
a bong?
Yeah, but not a bong.
Oh, a beer bong?
A beer bong. Yeah. He said, yeah, I got to catch up. Just start
straight to the dome.
He just poured Jack down it.
Oh, my God.
He just went. Poor Jack. See,
a good friend would have said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa!" I mean, alcohol.
I mean, I think he did have to get. He did catch up. He did it twice.
The guy. We
were just drinking Milwaukee's worst.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I must have been a bad friend.
I sure let him do it. Go ahead, Fridge.
I mean, I guess Cap's the only one that I let do. I mean, when he taped 40s to his hand and went Edwards 40 hands, I guess that probably wasn't a good idea. But bonging Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
I don't think I don't even think I'd let Cap do that.
Now he's a police officer in Nashville. So
now he's busting bong parties. Yeah, I know. I've been there, done it, boys.
Yeah, I've been there.
Nashville's best.
I gotta write one of y'all up. Which one's it gonna be?
Straight faced, no laughing. Gotta catch up. Banging
port. Oh, dead ass serious, too. Like, think it's the right thing to do.
My jaw would have hit the floor. I'd have been God.
Because he couldn't pour it himself. Somebody else had to. I said, I'm not pouring that for you.
Like giving you alcohol poisoning?
Yeah. Well, Brent did it. All right, man. Hey, I think you should be happy. Now, again, we will put this in the proper context because I'm sure there are going to be some people who say, it's just preseason. Yes, we know it's preseason. It's against the Raiders. But in particular with this offense, Clint, there have been as many times as we can count that they even go out and do things that we think they're supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
That right there looked like a team who is in week two of the preseason looking down the line with championship expectations. They came out, and they did for the second straight week, to be honest, they came out, took the ball down the field, made third down plays where they needed to. We'll get to CJ coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. And they closed it down, and they put it in the end zone. They come out, they're up 17-0 before you can blink in the first quarter. I know it's against the Raiders. I know it's a preseason game. I know Max Crosby wasn't out there. But still, how many times has this offense come out over the years and you said, all right, They did what they're supposed to do. And I, hey, so shout out to the Texans. They went out there and did what they're supposed to do, because if they sucked ass, we'd have been on that too. And they did. They did. So big ups to them. They did what they were supposed to do. Shout out to you, Nick Cayley, CJ, the rest of the crew. Came out there and got work.
I thought there's a lot of good out there, man. I mean, if you want to embrace, I have a hard time to be honest, but if you want to embrace the finding the best five offensive linemen, they're working their magic. They're doing their damnedest, and they're being bold with it. CJ Stroud, I think it was good at first watch, and then you know, the rewatch with the film, it was even better. The O-line, really good. Woody Marks, really good. I mean, there was a lot of good. And you mentioned Nick Cayley. There's some good there. We got to have conversations about each one of these, no doubt, Ron. I think last night was a very successful night for the Texans, and you come away. At least as far as we know, you come out of that game without any injuries.
Yeah,
After the Higgins deal, boy, that's good to feel.
Yeah, again, understanding who they went up against and what it was, and it's preseason, their vanilla and everything, but still, they came out there and they looked good for the second straight week. The biggest thing I want to get into a conversation about that you saw from that first unit. Did you see enough? Were you disappointed that they didn't come back in? Like, I know when we were talking before the game, we had read 20 to 25 plays. I said, what if they have a really good first drive and they come out like they did last week? Were you good with what you saw, or did you want them to come back?
Oh, well, hell, you know, I always want to see more. I mean, I think C.J. Stroud getting another drive or two would have been ideal. This offensive line getting another drive or two would have been ideal, but I'm not above, you know, realizing that you look up and in the first game, you know, the offensive line and Davis Mills goes 11 plays, 75 yards, touchdown, and then you look up and you got C.J. Stroud with the one offensive line goes 10 plays, almost 70 yards.
No, it was 69 yards. 69
yards. There you go. My bad. 69 yards and a touchdown, and so. I mean, I'm okay with it, but if you just ask me, would I have liked? Hell yeah, I would have liked to see more.
Yeah, a little disappointed they didn't get one more, one more series. I was hoping that we get one more series out of them.
Well, I mean, look, just to flush it out, right? I mean, what are you going to do when you get into a 2-minute situation at the end of the first half with the Buffalo Bills and you ain't done it in live action all year? You know, things like that are what I think of as. Even if you want to treat the next drive, hey, we're going to treat the next drive like a 2-minute drill, even though there's first quarter and you got 10 minutes left and we got a 14-point lead, we're going to treat this next drive kind of like a 2-minute drill. We're going to use a little bit of tempo. And you know, those are the kind of things that I feel like, boy, you really leave a lot to be desired and you know, an unknown come game one. But at the end of the day, man, it was impressive enough to get what you want, get out, and keep everybody healthy.
All right, I'm curious from you with that first drive. As you said, 10 plays, 69 yards, resulting in a Woody Marks touchdown. What was the thing that was the biggest that jumped out to you? What was the most important thing that stuck with you from that first drive?
Well, I think in that drive alone, I've got to go with your right guard, right tackle combination, Ed Ingram, Trent Brown. It was clear that Nick Cayley said, I'm going to run the ball behind them too. I think he tried it the other direction once, and I think a backside receiver, Xavier Hutchinson, missed a block and kind of blew that play up. But it's clear, you know, they feel really good about the right side of their offensive line. And I thought Trent Brown and Ed Ingram both showed why exactly yesterday. You know,
They're just caving it in.
Yeah, we've talked about Trent Brown. I've said it before. I just don't think that you can ignore what he's done and have him on the bench as a reserve or an insurance policy at the tackle position. So it appears they feel the same way. When he turns a D lineman and locks him down, I mean the whole flow of the defensive line stops and an absolute gash is created for the running back to run through. We saw that with Woody Marks, and I'm gonna tell you. One thing that I think is noticeably different, and this isn't just these two. Now, these two do it better than everybody else. But with Cole Popovich, there is no more – one of the most disgusting things that the Houston Texans offensive line has done consistently really since how Bill O'Brien was here, their inability to double team, it was almost like there was a lack of interest or like they were being coached to not double team. The secondary offensive linemen not literally helping the primary offensive lineman in a double team has blew my mind for multiple years. Well, I'm going to tell you, Cole Popovich damn sure believes in double team. Double team, you double team. You don't leave your double team until that guy's under control. And when you get Trent Brown and Ed Ingram double teaming a guy, and Trent's got a little bit of help, Ron, and to a little bit of help in a stint where he can get his body and his hands in the right spot, and if it's not there, then Ed Ingram kind of resets the player with a good punch. When Trent gets to that area, it's a wrap. It's over. And I thought this team's number one goal is to run the football. And I will argue that everything beyond that hinges on their ability to run the football and run it well. To see what we saw from Ed Ingram and Trent Brown last
especially
night on that
the
right
camp,
side.
Especially the camp Ed's been having. There have been some questions like we've talked about, like, hold on, Ed.
In 10 snaps, he had a rough pass protecting snap that CJ saved his ass on. But
we know that's kind of coming. We know that's probably going to be
last night CJ instead of waiting for a deep over route, he got off of it and checked it down to Woody Marks and he saved a sack. I mean that's the kind of play that you got to have out of your quarterback if you're going to have a bunch of run blocking first offensive linemen. So, you put that together, and then that grimy physicality of the tight end eight.
Cade Stover.
Stover, the grimy physicality of Foster Moreau.
Dan Orlowski spent a minute on McAfee talking about he was impressed by Cade Stover.
And I don't know how much of that, Ron, we're going to really see once the season. Like last night you saw multiple tight ends because Dalton Schultz didn't play, right? And so I don't know how much of that. Are we going to get to our fourth tight end, really? I don't know how much of that we're going to see. But when you look at the ability of Ed Ingram and Trent Brown on the right, and then you insert Foster Moreau, and then you insert a guy like 89 receiver.
Jarrett Wayne.
Jarrett Wayne. When you insert him in there, and that those guys can they will physically get after it in the block game, and then you pull a guy like Cade Stover kicking folks out.
Joint practice, they were pulling a Big Red.
Yeah,
over
Big
there
Red.
A lot.
Yeah, I didn't mention him. Yeah, you've got. You're really setting the tone from a physicality perspective, I think, in a way that they hoped would ring true, and it looks like it has. And in a preseason game, I get it, one drive, but, man, there was a lot of good in that one drive.
All right. DeMeco, he addressed the loss of Jaden Higgins for the first time, and if you have not heard what he had to say, some of you all have questioned, the importance of him. Hey, we're talking about a number two receiver. Wait till you hear what DeMeco has to say about him, and then there are reports about maybe some options outside of the building that may be able to fill that void. We'll let you hear all that coming up next.
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, a lot of people rolling through with their thoughts. By the way, I do want to let you hear what DeMeco had to say about Jaden Higgins and Clint. If that's what he's saying to the media, you've been in there. I'm curious when we hear what he says. How much more of a bigger deal? I don't even know. That's not what I meant to say. How big a deal is this actually, based off what he's saying? Because it's probably worse behind closed doors. They're probably a lot more concerned behind closed doors. I did wanted to tie the bow up real quick to a last segment. Clint, we talked about that right side. I think also we officially maybe learned who we will see in front of C.J. Stroud against Buffalo. Like, it's hard to see that not be the group. And no, I did not have Evan Brown as the starting center this year. But this was the dress rehearsal. It is hard to imagine. Evan Brown played one series like the rest of these jokers. Trent Brown at the right tackle spot, we didn't even know if he'd play. He played. That's a sign. Ed Ingram at right guard, we just talked about, and then Brown, and then Big Red, Rutland, and then Ursary. That feels like that's the five, and it's hard to see that changing before Buffalo.
I think there's one thing that makes it really obvious that that's the move, right? And that is what we saw with the second unit. I think Wyatt Teller who has been working at left guard. There's some, you know, some rumor out there that it wasn't going real well, wasn't picking up some of the techniques, yada, yada, yada. He has now moved to right guard.
Where he played before in his career.
But that exactly where Ed Ingram, who has been the starting right guard since before last year, you know, early in the season, I think, whatever it was, he's not going anywhere. So the guy you expected to be your starting left guard is now running behind one of your most surefire starters at right guard.
Your highest paid offensive lineman on the team.
Right.
He's behind him.
Which now tells you that the Keelan Rutledge to left guard move is real, and there's really not even anybody gonna push him for it. And so now you move to the center position. It looks like right now, looks like Evan Brown is that guy. And goes back to what you originally said about Jake Andrews when training camp started. If it comes down between Evan Brown and Jake Andrews, Jake Andrews would have to be significantly better because Evan Brown can play three positions. Jake can play one.
And he's beat Jake out for the center spot.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's
– Even more.
Yeah. You know, I mean, but the thing is, like, Jake would have to absolutely be significantly better to be like, yeah, we're going to keep Jake who just plays center. So, I think you look at all the moves that they made, first and second string, and together – yeah, man, it looks like Rutledge is going to be a guard, and it looks like Evan Brown is going to be your center.
Yeah, so it looks like we did learn that unless something else happens in a week. Now, I, honestly, last week, you know, Braden Smith and Wyatt Teller were in the starting group, and this week they seemed to be entrenched in that two spots. So we'll see what happens, but that looks like we've potentially learned that. And they looked good, and so that's
the thing is the eye test. What I'm watching on film, I do not believe that Braden Smith can do anything in the next 10 days that's going to make him better than Trent Brown. What I'm watching on film, there's nothing that's going to happen in the next 10 days that's going to make Wyatt Teller a better guard than Ed Ingram or Keelan Rutledge. Right. Yeah. And then that puts you in a position with the centers is you got Evan Brown, who's got, I think, double digit starts at center and double digit starts at guard. He's a veteran, more athletic than most. I believe he's a little bit bigger than Jake and even Jarrett Patterson. And so you start connecting the dots here. I think they're moving towards landing on their best five.
Yeah. All right. Here was, we heard from D'Amico Ryans as he spoke after the game. For the first time addressing the Jaden Higgins situation, here's what he had to say.
Very unfortunate news with Jaden going down with the torn ACL. You know, he'll be out for the year here, and it hurt. Jaden is a guy I've highlighted. I feel like every time I've gotten up and talked, I've highlighted Jaden Higgins because of the work that he's done in OTAs, throughout training camp. I mean, he was like one of our best players, right? If not arguably the best player on the field when he's been out there. So it's a significant loss for us. We got a void to fill there, and it won't be easy to fill the void that, you know, Jaden is leaving behind.
I mean, that hearing him talk about him makes it, because I thought it was a big deal anyway, just for certain reasons of, man, we've been talking about, we've had concerns about their weapons all offseason, and then you take arguably their second best pass catcher away. That's not going to hurt. He said he's been our best player, one of our best players, arguably our best player at times when he's been out there. I don't know, boy, Clint, that it seems like it's even a bigger loss inside the building than maybe we've even thought about it.
Yeah, look, coming from a guy that's typically a hey, next man up, you know, next man up, we'll be all right. We got guys that are ready. Our receivers do everything. They all play every position. Coming from a guy that typically says that, to say it hurts, it's going to be a tough void to fill.
For the second wide receiver?
Yeah, yeah. So that is definitely, I think, pretty telling that this is a bigger deal behind closed doors than maybe one would think.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, reports from Aaron Wilson, Clint. He tweets out earlier today that the Texans have made exploratory trade calls per league sources. Among the potential targets, New England Patriots wide receiver, former LSU Tiger, Kayshon Boutte, and then Baltimore Ravens wide receiver Rashad Bateman. They've made preliminary calls to them. And the Texans, according to Aaron Wilson, aren't expected to have a reunion with.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Former All-Pro wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, who is now an assistant receivers coach at Georgia Tech. The Texans ideally want a bigger receiver should they bring someone from outside. But it looks like Bateman and Keyshawn Boutte are two guys that they are eyeing.
I would think the requirements would be bigger-bodied receiver that has no problem getting down and blocking. I would think that would be the requirements. Obviously, a talent that could be a number two guy on this team and doesn't have to be a two guy that's Jaden Higgins. I mean, because Higgins had proven he's pretty damn good and was rolling. But a two guy that's better than Hutch. I mean, no shade, no disrespect, but a two guy that brings a little bit more to the table or a different skill set to the table than Hutch, I think would be ideal. Now, the interesting thing is you're talking about two AFC teams that have the same aspirations you have, helping you fill a need. That would be like the Cleveland Browns trading Joe Flacco to the Cincinnati Bengals. Like that would be.
Which happened.
Yeah, it happened. Yeah. And Mike Tomlin said, what the hell y'all doing over there? So that is the interesting piece is does New England or Baltimore feel like, you know, easing the tension that you just heard from D'Amico Ryans? Do those two organizations go, hey, D'Amico, don't worry about it, man. We got a guy for you. We'll send you one. I don't know. I don't know if that's. I don't know if D'Amico's going to offer them what they need to get those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and you're right. Like, they make sense when you bring in Dobbs and you bring in A.J. Brown from New England, and maybe he's – and they've even got other guys, young kid they drafted out of Washington State that they really like. And then, you know, you could see it with Baltimore. They've drafted a kid that they really like. They brought in that could take over that second receiver role. But, like you said, are they really going to help them like that? Because, hey, I ain't going to lie, we'll get into this. Like, that Hutch is the second guy, boy. I don't know, man.
I think all of them, other than Nico, I think across the board, the pass catchers, you're going to have it. When rubber meets the road in a regular season, you're going to have a hard time creating separation. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be tough. Now, they'll tell you that their system. Hey, man, you just be where you're supposed to be there on time, and the ball will come to you or we'll check it down. I think that's going to be a hard way to play offense eventually.
Yep. All right. Yes, we do have to talk about them. 18-3 was the final to the Angels yesterday.
Did y'all hear my confession on In the Loop?
I can't even be mad at Tyler for not going to it. I really can't. I can't. That was absolutely ridiculous. We got to talk about this because I'm trying to figure out if that was a bad night or a bad sign for their playoff chances because they only have a one-game lead with the Rangers winning. We'll talk about the Astros. I mean, who got the beats last night from the one of the worst teams in baseball coming up next.
95.7 The Fan. Live from the West Point Lincoln and West Point Lincoln of Sugarland Studios. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I did not hear your confession earlier today, Tyler. Tyler, did you have an Astros confession?
Yes,
dude. What was it? Because I'm usually around in the car or something listening at that time, but I was...
No, you're good.
I can't remember what I was doing.
I just knew it was very relevant to this discussion
we're about to have. What was
your window down, being creepy?
Hey, got a little late in the car line today, so that puppy was closed once I got up there. So I had to go park in the parking lot and walk him in.
Coincidence.
Hey.
Coincidence, Tyler. Let me guess, she was holding the door when you walked in?
No, she wasn't there. I will say there were some other people that
she got you on camera.
That car line was moving slow today. There were some folks who had no plans on getting out of their cars that had to get out of their cars and walk them kids in there.
Are you going to walk them in yourself if you're late?
Yeah, so if the car line closes at 8 promptly, like they'll close that sucker. But the first couple of weeks, I don't go crazy through this. Some parents out here know what I'm talking about. It takes them slow. They don't have the police officers where they need to be. They get in the kink, so it takes a minute. It was probably 50 cars behind
us. Does anybody ride the bus anymore?
It's tough because you have to live a certain distance away to be allowed to be bus. So our kids don't live far enough away.
What?
That's from crazy. The school well, to get I, to be
gonna,
able to
I
get
was
bus.
Say get them some bicycles, but I guess Courtney'd have to do that.
Well. Trey did have a bicycle. Trey did ride a bike. Trey did ride his bike back and forth. But he's got to be there at football practice at 6 o'clock in the morning now. So
that bike don't work. That bike don't work before the sun comes up.
Let's go ahead and drop him off in the dark, man.
That'd be a bad deal. Hey, son, ride your bike to school in the dark, man. Yeah, I know you're going to be there at 6.
With all your backpacks and pads and stuff. But
get him some hooks, man.
Hopefully. And to be honest, we got a car to scooter epidemic going. These kids on these scooters, man.
Electric scooters.
Yeah, man. We did
been seeing a lot of those in my neighborhood.
Oh, I just got the email from the school that somebody got hit again. It was a real bad one last year. These kids, have you caught them coming around? I did not mean to derail this.
Scary.
It's better than these yahoos who lost 18-3 to the Angels yesterday. We'll get to them, but they are coming around them corners. Not stopping, not looking, just boom, just turning corners, boy. I'm
scooting at full speed.
Full speed. And just, I mean, there are some just misses with these cats coming around them scooters.
I can believe it. I mean, them electric bikes, too.
Yeah, those two.
I mean, you got kids that ain't got, there's zero control if something goes a little awry with them bikes. It's one thing if you can pedal it that fast. If you can pedal a bike that fast, you probably got some pretty good hand-eye. You probably got some pretty good reflexes. I mean, these cats getting on these electric things, they ain't got, I mean.
I'm not about him getting a scooter. Like, the bike thing, I feel like you got more control of, and he can't go as fast on that. They be in the middle of the street, Jack.
Yeah.
Like, they're the hell with that sidewalk. They're in the middle of the street just
not
rolling.
Not a care in the world.
Yeah, just rolling, hitting
somewhere,
them corners.
Somewhere mom and dad just like, yeah, you good with it. I blame it on mom and dad. Some of y'all ain't worth a damn.
But yeah, I had to go in, boy. It was a couple of moms in there that did not plan on getting out that car with the. They're just fully in their pajamas.
Stealing an old moo-moo, huh?
Stealing, fully did not plan on walking in. I know they was hot, but
I think Lowe would take the kids home and change and just bring them back an hour late. I really do. I'm gonna tell you.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. There's a lady who probably should have maybe thought that. I'm not gonna lie to you. We were getting a little tight there on how short her shorts were.
Yeah.
Now, at least it was matching all the way through, but it was.
She have a brassiere on?
No.
Oh man. Ooh. I mean, hell, back in the single days, if I had kids, I'd be late on purpose every day. I'd be parked over there. Why is that guy parked over there in that parking lot?
Them shorts were a little short. Anyway.
I'm telling you.
So yeah, I didn't run into her today, but I did run into
Cap's going to be calling, and he's going to be volunteering to take the kids to school.
I bet he will. I'll tell you a story off air. I'll tell you one off air.
Friday, you ain't got no job.
Damn you, Jamar Chase. I'll tell a story off air. But
I've already heard that one.
But 18-3 last night. We said yesterday, boy, they really need some length from Pete Lambert. And instead, Pete Lambert went out there and gave you 3 2/3, and Joe extended him. I mean, he was near 80. He was done. Batters ahead of that. But he gives you, Clint, 3 2/3. This was the Pete Lambert performance many were waiting for. 3 2/3, 8 hits, 9 earned, 3 Ks and 2 walks. And then the bullpen, one of your favorites, old King, he came out there and it was just as bad. Him and Emi combined for 4 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 7 earns combined, 4 strikeouts and 2 walks. It was so bad. Late night had to pitch. They had to bring in old Lamont late night. And again, the more you can do, the more ways you can stay on this team. But they had to bring out Lamont to pitch the ninth inning. He got a ball drilled into the Burrow boxes as well in this thing. I'll just say this to you, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this. I'm looking at this. We have these games. Somebody's going to get their ass kicked where you got to have a position player pitch. Is this just one of them nights, or are you starting to see that this may be a bad sign for their playoff chances?
Can both be true?
I guess so.
Look, I mean, you got a King problem. You got an MI problem. I don't believe you got a Pete Lambert problem. I'm willing to be patient with Pete. I mean, even though that's a big number in front of the ER.
It's not just Pete, but it's 8 straight outings that the starter has not made it past 5.
That's tough. I'm less worried about the starter innings issue of late and more about just as I've said before, it's offensively, I mean, if Yordan and Pena aren't swinging that thing hotter than a firecracker, we're gonna have a hard time winning. This game doesn't move the needle for me, either negatively for Peter Lambert or really. I couldn't feel any worse about King. And MI is just inconsistent and I mean, off the rocker or really good, one of the two, no, nothing in between. So this game didn't move the needle for me much, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so, that was actually the perfect answer. I tried not to get on the fence because this was one of them nights. But they're now one game ahead of the Rangers. And by the way, Baseball Talk on 95.7 The Fan is presented by Xfinity. Scored the most reliable Wi-Fi, one price, 5 years guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. They're now one game up on the Rangers. Like,
when it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
This pitching from their starting guys and Wisniewski goes tonight, this is becoming a damn trend. And not even just a trend, a nightly occurrence. And this bullpen now, you know, King and Emeyer are not the best that they can offer out there. But, I mean, at some point, man, they're just putting so much on them every single night out. And now they've lost a series to this Athletics team. Now they got the A's team, and this A's team does have the worst record in baseball. They just took a four-game sweep to the sorry-ass Royals.
Yeah, they suck. We just got some Astros news in pertinent to this discussion we're having, if you like it. It's nothing crazy.
Is it Pena?
No.
Oh.
The Astros, you just mentioned Brian King. The Astros have called up Kaiwei Tung.
Dang!
Kaiwei Tung, and they have sent down Brian King. They have optioned Brian King.
This has got to be for good. It's the second time Brian's ass has been sent down. I mean, this is.
Well, what do we do with Kaiwei? Like, what's he going to do?
In like a month. I don't know, man. Maybe give you a better shot or something.
Maybe.
They're going to catch him, aren't they? The Rangers are going to catch him.
Oh, God, they better not.
Of all the teams that do it. No, you're right. Let's not put that in our minds. You're right. And you're right, too. Pena and Yordan have gotten him. Now, Pena, we'll see what's happening with him. Hopefully we get some more news. But Yordan, they have just got to. Another, what, three runs in this game yesterday? Jesus.
I mean, Yordan's got one home run in August.
Yeah.
I hate to put the pressure on you. In August, I mean, he's hitting 283 in August, but he's gone from 324 down to, that's not bad, down to 317.
Yeah, he's just the power, like, he's just not getting big swings like that. And obviously, he's not getting the best pitches to hit throughout either. So that doesn't help. All right, coming up, we do this. This is our dress rehearsal as well. Last night was a dress rehearsal for the Texans. Every Monday, generally, after the games on Sundays, we look at C.J. Stroud. We have our quarterback look at the Texans' quarterback, and we give our grades. You can text in yours as well. Your grades, your thoughts about C.J. Stroud. We'll do that coming up next.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.